It is time for us to check our forecast. And yes, the rain came in late last night and was with us overnight. And we have showers this morning. And let's bring in a man who will brighten the day, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And there are showers around. I don't see anything very steady. But we will have to put up with showers. They should be dwindling by late this afternoon. The highs will be in the 60s. It will clear out tonight, drop to about 50. Beautiful day on Wednesday, sunny 70. Sunny Thursday, 60 to 65. Sunny Friday, 65 to 70. I think the weekend will be partly sunny and continued mild. And over the weekend, easily flirting with 70 degrees.
The golf season has been extended.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. I mean, really, there's truly nothing in the way of cold or, inclement weather heading our way. So after we get rid of these showers today, everything is uphill. You've heard that expression before, haven't you?
Yes. Well, yeah. with the weather, I mean, you can be on certain things. You can be 99% sure, but really, when you look a week ahead, it's not anything that you can be locked and cemented. You know.
Oh yeah, I mean, it can always change. I mean, again, could a shower pop up over the weekend? Yeah, but it'll be so far and few between. It's not even worth mentioning. So. That is out of the forecast. I'm not even going to mention that. We do have Tropical Storm Lisa, which is south of Jamaica, the island. 45-50 mph winds, going to become a hurricane, and it's going to smash into Belize in the Yucatan. So it's not going to bother the U.S., but it certainly is going to bother the Yucatan. And if anybody's been to Belize, I've never been there. I hear it's a very, very beautiful place.
I was just going to say, I just read an article on Belize. A lot of Americans retire there because...
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Very English speaking.
It's a beautiful area. It's not as expensive as trying to retire in the United States. And it is a gorgeous area. So then they have to worry about that. They have to worry about this hurricane?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, big time. Looks like it's headed right for them. So, it's a shame because sometimes when they come like that across the Caribbean, there's really nothing blocking them if they're heading due west. So they're going to hit straight into the coast. And you're talking about, a lot of life-threatening floods and storm surge and the whole bit. And we'll be watching that for everybody. And it's still hurricane season. As we say, hurricane season easily to November 30th, sometimes even into December. So we will watch it. I did have to ask you, before I forget, because I'm trying to straighten this out, Marshall, and not have any mishaps on the weekend again. What is the latest time that you need all of your weather by on weekdays?
Well, on weekdays, as long as it's like what you normally put everything up by 20 after 4 or 4:30.
Right.
But I mean, 5 o'clock is an okay time. I can, at 5 o'clock, I can manage to program everything.
And on your weekends?
On the weekends, it can be a little later. It can be 5:30, 6 o'clock. But it doesn't have to be as early. Right. It could be 5:30 or so. In between
okay.
5 and 6.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that the staff is on board and they know this, so I'm going to send them an email to make sure that they know it. And that's what I kind of figured anyhow, but I wanted to hear it from, as they say, the horse's mouth. Yes. I watched via YouTube last night part of the Halloween parade in New York City.
How was it?
I guess I was thinking of something other. I mean, tons of people, not only in the parade, but watching. And at one point, it was pouring rain, but very disorganized. Very disorganized.
What time did that start?
8 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah, very disorganized. You know, you would you'd get a float or a marching band going by, and then there would be nothing for, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes. And then, you know, there was just groups of people. You know, anybody who wanted to be in the parade just walked in the parade. I mean, there were people walking in that parade with no costumes on at all. None whatsoever. So I thought it was kind of interesting. I watched it for a while, then I fell asleep.
Was this the inaugural parade? I didn't even know anything about it.
No. I think they said it was the 49th New York City Halloween parade. But, you know, literally thousands of people. Thousands. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, when I saw the crowd, I'm saying, whoa, that is a lot of people. And then right away, I'm thinking about what happened in Korea, you know, with what did they say, 100,000 people, yeah. You know, and look at how many people died, literally, you know, stampeded. We still don't know why that happened.
How about that bridge in India that they reconstructed, the footbridge?
That's scary.
They just finished reconstructing it, and that fell, and now the people that built that bridge are going to be under the microscope. I mean,
Did anybody, was anybody on the bridge when it collapsed?
Oh, yeah, 100 and some people died, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not laughing at that. I mean, yeah, it's just one of those things, but... you see it more and more around the world with these projects that are completed, and all of a sudden something goes wrong with these footbridges and stuff like that. But so yeah, a weird news week for stuff like that.
Was that a footbridge or was that a regular?
That was a footbridge. It's not like the footbridge you think over here. I mean, it's like a regular bridge over a gorge or something like that. So
right,
you know,
right.
It's not. It's not anything to sneeze at, no doubt about that. I almost watched the first episode yesterday
of the patient.
I almost did, but I didn't quite get to it.
Well, once you watch the first episode, you are not going to want to stop.
So I'm probably going to wait till like a Saturday.
You're not going to want to stop. Another radio station that I service, him and his wife watched it over the weekend, and they immediately watched 3 episodes, and they're short. Most of the episodes are less than a half hour. It's the last one, the finale, that's like about 45 minutes, but most of them are like 20, 25 minutes. So that's why you're able to watch, you know, 2 or 3, but it hooks you. It hooks you, and you're saying to yourself, where is this going? So, good luck on that one.
What about the World Series? So the game number 3 was rained out yesterday.
Right.
So then Philadelphia, does it look like okay for the next week down there?
In Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem.
Right.
Yeah, there's no problem. They'll be able to play. Yeah, absolutely no problem. Unfortunately, I got to tell you that my great niece, who's 3 years old, is back in the hospital.
Oh,
you may recall when she was like 6 months, she was in the hospital for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that was just prior to COVID. And again, breathing problems. And I was betting at that point that she probably had COVID and they didn't know much about it then. But now... they tested her for COVID. They tested her for RSV, and she has neither. So they said it's some sort of a combination virus that has gotten her, and that's why she's having difficulty breathing. But the last I spoke with my sister last night, they had her off the oxygen as far as the nose. So they took that out, and they said they were using room air.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that's what, that's like kind of a an oxygen type thing. That
yeah, they pump more 100% fresh oxygen into the room. Yeah.
Okay, that's what they were using. So that was a good sign. But she is just so cute. She said to her mother when they were on the way to the hospital, she's 3 years old. She calls her mama. She goes, "Don't worry, mama. I'll be brave for you." 3 years old. And I did get a picture of her yesterday, very pale, you know, with the oxygen in her nose. But she had her little things on the bed, and she was playing with the bed, you know. And then I heard that they did have them trick-or-treat around the hospital yesterday. And they had one of those dogs all dressed up, whatever they call those dogs. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And all dressed up, and she was petting the dog. So they did it very, very cute. This is, of course, on Long Island. So I'm praying at this point right now that she'll be home either today or tomorrow. And they're thinking asthma. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, yesterday I have so many specialist tests that are going on that they screw up at times. So a test was missed the other day, so they had to reschedule it. So yesterday I got 3 phone calls from 3 different hospitals setting up. Okay, today I go in for 2 tests. On next Monday, I go in for 3 tests to a different hospital, and then I have to set up one other test with a hospital that screwed up. So my body's going to be tired of tests.
Boy, yeah. Well, but isn't it better to be safe than sorry?
Yeah, except one of the hospitals is like an hour and a half away, and you know that. Ugh. So that man, and the tests are like 2 hours long, so that means it's going to be I won't get home till like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and that really ruins the next day. But hey, at least we're working towards a goal.
That's right.
All right. So
after today, quite a bit of sunshine through Friday, and temperatures very mild. So sit back and relax.
Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye bye, Mark.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.